Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jim. You see the story of the billionaire that gave away all of his money?
I did. I really did.
Isn't that crazy? Could you do that?
He's the creator of the duty-free shops that we all know and love at the airport.
Yeah, I had no idea who this guy was.
I didn't know his, yeah. I didn't know who was behind the duty-free shops.
I guess they started those back in like 1960, was
it? Yeah, I think he said that's what it was. But how much did was his net worth?
Well, it doesn't really say. He's a billionaire. He had about $8 billion about a month ago.
With a B.
Yeah. Well, as of 2 weeks ago, he'd $8 billion, but he's given away money over the years, a lot of money. So at some point, he probably was worth $40 or $50 billion or something. Well, he was down to his last $8 billion. That's it, last $8 billion. Last week, he gave away the $8 billion.
Do you know who he gave it to?
No, he just says charities. Charities, universities, and foundations.
But isn't he really old?
It looks like, now I can't tell, just a picture.
No, I know it tells his age, I think.
Oh, he's 89. Okay, you're right. Yeah, he's 89, near 90 years old. He kept $2 million of his fortune for he and his wife to live on. That's it, $2 mil. Right. The rest he gave away.
Well, I kind of like that, you know, because at least he got to decide. He's almost 90 years old, and he's still in his right state of mind, and so he got to decide where it goes.
Well,
instead
obviously,
of, like, you know, other people deciding it for him.
Obviously, he has no kids, or they would beat the crap out of him.
right. So he got to determine where it went, and he got the glory of it while he was still alive.
Yeah. You know,
and the feel good of it while he's still alive.
That's pretty crazy, though. Yeah. I don't know if I could do that.
I could do it if it was like that. If you're 90 years old, you only need a couple million. You have everything you want. You have everything you need. And now you get the glory of giving it away. Because when you're dead, you don't get to feel the feels.
Yeah, but what if you're 89, let's say. What if you get your $2 million, you keep that, you give away $8 billion. Something catastrophic happens, and it takes away that, you know, $1.5 or almost your $2 million, and all of a sudden you're 93 years old and you're dead broke.
No, you sell the paintings in your house that are worth a fortune, or you sell all the stuff you've collected over the years. I'm sure they're not going to be dead broke after they sell her diamonds and her Rolexes and the paintings and all that crap, you know?
I don't know if I could do it, though.
Well, that's because you are not a a giving person.
Well, you can say that if you want.
Oh, I just did.
Oh, no, you did.
That's because it's like pulling teeth to try to get you to, you know, donate to anything for anything around here.
Yeah, you're right.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, you know, Schmidel really, he'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
It'll be all right.
You'll figure it out. Yeah. I don't want to spoil you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to spoil you.
Yeah.
You give you one, you're going to expect something else.
Well, yeah, you know? And you said, hey, I had to earn it. Everybody else should do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
but
in the meantime, you got this guy that loves Bernie. So you two are so opposite.
Yeah.
He wants you to share what you've earned. Schmidel wants you to share really what you've earned.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to earn.
He should make what you make, basically.
Yeah. That's what he's
hook
saying.
Hook it up.
Hook it really? Up.
Yeah, where's it at?
Would you call yourself a socialist?
Sort of. Yeah. I'm a weird.
Well, I'm certainly not going to give you money, Ben.
You're a weird dichotomy of things.
Yes.
Like what?
I mean, I didn't want to get super political, so I'll just leave it at that.
Let's say beggar.
Is that a party?
Let's start with that. Let's start with a beggar party. I'm just saying that if I had $8 billion, I think I'd keep at least $1 billion. Yeah. I don't think I could go down. No. I mean, I'm very serious about this. I think I would keep at least a billion. Even if I was 89 years old.
I'm with you.
I wouldn't.
I would love seeing all those zeros.
You guys are dumb. It's $1 billion. So what are you going to do? All right. My dad is 82. We can't buy him anything. He has literally everything he... And my dad's not a millionaire by any means. Not even close. He has a pension from being a professor. But and so he hardly gets anything in Social Security. He has everything he wants in life. You try to buy him something nice, he doesn't even want it.
Yeah.
I remember I bought him a Rolex and it's on a thumbtack put on a in the wall.
Hanging on his wall.
Because he thinks it's dumb. I bought him a Rolex watch and he's like, I can't get fish guts in this. And he put a thumbtack and it's hanging on the wall, just hanging on the wall, and he wears a Timex. Like, he thinks material stuff is dumb. Yeah. He doesn't want it. He would rather give to people, and he would, like, there's a caretaker that comes around.
But I get that. But this is a whole different situation here. This is a guy that's worth $8 billion.
No, it's not different at all. It's being old.
It is.
No, it's not. It's being old, having everything you need, and then being able to give others things and actually see it. See that you gave and feel the feels. Yeah.
But this is something that is so rare, it's unbelievable by any human on the planet.
All right, so he dies with a billion, and then what happens?
There's a reason this is a story. Because nobody else would do this. Nobody would
great.
Do this.
It's great. It's great. No.
It is. But I'm just saying, this is not common sense.
You guys, he saved $2 million, not like he's poor. Them guy is 90 years old with $2 million. That's a blank ton.
This is my theory, though. Okay, I'm going to cryogenically freeze myself. And in the future, when I come back, they preserve me.
You went from Bernie to cryo. Billy, this thing has had it all.
Listen, when they defrost me or whatever they do, $1 billion is going to be like $1 million. So I'm going to need that money.
Yes, with $8 billion, okay, I have no problem giving $7 billion away to the foundations, charities, universities, whatever. But I think I'd keep more than $2
million. You don't need
just in case.
Do you need $2 million right now?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Are you kidding me? Yes, I do.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.